And right now we are talking about month-long festival March Dance, which is back for its second year in 2020. This celebration of all things contemporary dance presents another loaded program of original performances, talks, workshops, classes, and dance film screenings. So this morning I'm joined by the creator of one of these original performances entitled 3030, a work from much-loved dance artist Ellie Evangelista that celebrates the best and worst birthday wishes sent her way for her 30th birthday. So here to tell us more is Ellie herself. Good morning.
Hi, Nicole.
So 30 must have been a pretty significant birthday for you. Can you talk us through some of the ups and downs that inspired this work?
So I just turned 30 a couple of weeks ago, early January and or mid-January. And I was thinking of a way to celebrate 30. And I was like, what is the most ultimate thing that I can do to mark 30? And I thought making a huge dance work. So I went through with it.
So it's kind of a like positive approach to the age.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people struggle about it, but like,
I'm really excited.
Unnecessarily. Yeah.
Yeah. This is, and I'm treating it like my 30th birthday party. Like the people at Brand X have been really sweet, and it's just so, it's actually my 30th birthday. We're going to have cake. The bar's going to be open. People have sent me wishes that I get to dance to life, which is so nice. And it's been so great hearing and receiving them all. And they're so beautiful. I didn't anticipate they would be so heartwarming and full of joy and love.
So is that how you've kind of, have you choreographed the work based off people's interactions in the lead up to it?
Yeah, so the work will be 31 minute solos and one 30 minute solo performed back to back. And the impetus and stimulus for the 31 minute solos comes from 30 wishes that I've received from people. And yeah, I think that's there's a secret in there too somewhere that will be revealed choreographically if I do my job well.
And then the 30 minute solo, mm-hmm. is that inspired by your own
Yeah, it's an epicness of things. So it'll be 60 minutes in total, and I've been trying to really make an ultimate dance solo. I have a real personal interest in like that pursuit, and I'm really excited. I think part of it is the rigor in performing by yourself for an hour.
Insane.
So, yeah. The physicality that involves. And I'm really looking forward to it.
So doing a solo work of this length is something new for your practice?
Yeah, it's never been this long or this epic. Mm. And solo works are really tough. You know, it's hard to kind of, I've made one before, and for the first few times in rehearsal, I just couldn't move almost, you know. I couldn't, as a dancer, I was like, I don't even know how to begin. But that was a few years ago now, and it's nice to kind of do a little checkpoint. Like that was 3 years ago, and now 3 years on, having more tools and more experiences in the bag, I'm actually really excited as opposed to terrified.
Yeah. And have you noticed a much of a change in your kind of choreographic style or your approach to creating work of this scale over those years?
I think you just have to be more confident, or I'm just going, you know what, just put it out there.
It's 30. It's like,
it's
whatever.
30. Yeah. There are no more F's given, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's different, which is a lot of what the wishes that have come through, actually, like people who are well into their 30s, or it also prompted, I got these really lovely emails from people that where they said, you know, it made me reflect on my 30th birthday and what that meant, you know. And it was a lot of like, you know, you just stop caring or something. So I think that is kind of different. It's just getting in there and giving it a go and putting it out there more than anything.
And this work is deeply personal in many ways, mm. and responds to like personal kind of notes to you and wishes. Mm. What was that experience like, kind of delving into yourself so much to create this work?
Yeah, I was so surprised at all the wishes that people sent me. I really didn't think they would be so heartfelt, which sounds so ridiculous. Of course, people are going to send you nice things on your birthday, but really they've been so lovely. And in part of the process, I also asked what people wished I achieved this year. And they're just beyond anything that I would have imagined. And I feel like there's this collective energy or power where all these people who care about me are wishing this greatness, you know, and it's so lovely. And I also feel I think there's no better way than to dance it all to life, actually, because I think dancing's the best. And
really? And it, what?
Yeah, I know. And in my application, when I wrote to, when I applied for the residency at Brand X, I said, you know, every 30th birthday should involve dancing, right?
Like, true.
It's true. And I just thought, as well, spending time alone in the studio would be such a great gift to myself, thinking, you know, working on process and my practice and being alone and that kind of rigor. And it's you don't get to do that very often. So I was like, this is my gift to me.
And I was gonna ask, yeah. Oh, yes, you do marketing for March Dance Festival as well, right?
Yeah, I helped with some of the marketing on March Dance.
Yeah, so what are you also looking forward to?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many things on, which is really exciting. And I think one of the great things about March Dance is that it brings everything that would be happening all together under one umbrella. Like, you can find out all this information in one place. I'm looking forward to the other two works that are on at Brand X, Flea Brain and Plastic Bag. So there's a whole lot of dance happening at Brand X during March Dance. I'm looking forward to all the events at the city, Hills Library, Talking Bodies, all the stuff on at Ready Made Works. I love that space in Ultimo around the corner. Critical Path has some great things on. And it's just, it's jam-packed. My diary's looking really full for March, and I'm remembering I have to do my own thing as well. But I'm getting excited about everyone's stuff going on.
This is only the second year of March Dance Festival. How important is this to kind of the dance community in Sydney, have you found?
Incredibly important. I think it's so nice, again, to highlight that all of this stuff is happening and at this time of the year. And I think it really brings together the community and really... yeah, shines, it sounds so silly, but it does shine a light on everything that's happening, because I think it's really difficult to kind of, you know, Sydney's a really tough city to make art in. I think we're all really aware of that. And it just shows that there's such a vibrant, active and involved community here. And so it's a really important event. It's always nice to check in and get an opportunity to show your work as well, because again, those are very rare. In Sydney.
Yeah, and usually expensive.
Very.
Yeah.